Hello and welcome back to the Immune Station. I'm your host, Will T. Hacks, and I'm here with Dr. Kellum talking about the uprising controversy of vaccinations. Doctor, could you tell us about antigens?
Of course. Thanks for having me on your show. Antigens are substances that cause an immune response in the body by identifying markers in and around the cell. They're usually made up of proteins, polysaccharides, lipids, or nucleic acids. There are two different types of antigens. Non-self antigens are foreign intruders that are large, complex molecules, and self antigens are on your own cells and do not trigger an immune response.
Very interesting. What else is a part of our immune system?
Antibodies are the other part of the immune system. They are soluble proteins secreted by activated B cells or by their plasma cell offspring in response to an antigen, and they are capable of binding specifically with that antigen. Antibodies do three things: neutralization, agglutination, and precipitation. Neutralization occurs when antibodies bind to specific sites on bacterial exotoxins or on viruses that can cause cell injury. In this way, they actually block the harmful effects of the exotoxin or virus. Agglutination occurs when the cross-linking involves cell bond antigens. This process causes clumping of the foreign cells. This type of antigen-antibody reaction occurs when mismatched blood is transfused and is the basis of the tests used for blood typing. Now, when the cross-linking process involves soluble antigenic molecules, the resulting antigen-antibody complexes are so large that they become insoluble and settle out of the solution. It is called precipitation.
Wow, that's crazy. Can you remind us how antibodies are made?
B cells produce antibodies and they oversee humoral immunity.
Gotcha. So how does the body respond to antigens after the first and second exposures?
Yeah, so the body responds to the first exposure through a primary response. This response takes close to 14 days. Through this response, the B cell divides rapidly, forming a clone of like cells, most of which become antibody-producing plasma cells. The leftover cells become memory cells. These memory cells are later used if the body is exposed to the same antigen. They stimulate the secondary response, which quickly produces more memory cells and larger numbers of effector plasma cells with the same antigen specificity. This process is very short.
Interesting. So what is the difference between artificial and naturally acquired active immunity?
Artificial active immunity occurs when we receive vaccines, like when you get vaccinations as kids to increase immunity to diseases like the chickenpox, whereas naturally acquired immunity is acquired from viral infections, where we develop symptoms of the disease and our body makes the antibody.
Makes sense. So you talked about vaccines. How do they actually help people?
Vaccines spare us most of the signs and symptoms of the disease that would otherwise occur. And although the antigens are weakened, your body still stimulates the antibody production and promotes immunological memory.
Okay, Dr. Kellum, I just have one last question for you. Why is it important that people get the flu shot every year?
The flu shot is very important to prevent you from getting the flu, since some of the symptoms could be deadly. The flu shot takes the most prevalent flu signs for that year and gives a vaccination for that type of flu to hopefully prevent you from getting the flu.
Wow, I should really get the flu shot. Thank you, Dr. Kellum. You have been an excellent guest on our show today.
No, it is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, that's it for the show today. Talk to you next week, and remember, stay immune.